It's Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. To get in on the golf talk, call 1-888-760-3776. That's 888-760-ESPN. Email the show at golfexchange@thehondaclassic.com. Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, is also brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa, the Palm Beach Kennel Club, the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach, Village Golf Club, and Transworld Business Brokers. Here's Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760 and streaming live at ESPN760.com.
All right, good morning. Happy Sunday to you, and welcome to the show. 5 minutes after 8 o'clock on the 27th day of April, the year is 2008. And another edition of Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, is on the air. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. We will be with you for the next 2 hours. We'll take you up to 10 o'clock this morning. Colin Holder behind the glass, making sure everything runs smoothly. 888-760-3776, the number to call the program. You can also email the show, golfexchange@thehondaclassic.com is the email address. And also, don't forget, you can listen via live streaming audio at the official tournament website for the Honda Classic, thehondaclassic.com. Log on and listen live via streaming audio. Just click on the Golf Exchange button for the Golf Exchange page on the hondaclassic.com website, and you can listen streaming live. Patrick Rooney Jr., good morning to you. Happy Sunday. Final Sunday of April. This year is flying by.
Way too quick, Russ. Way too quick. We're getting into May. I mean, if you're a golfer, that's really getting into the heart of the season. We'll have the TPC coming up here in a little bit, which you and I will be
at.
We
will be there. Looking forward to that Mother's Day
Sunday.
You've
really been traveling around. You went to the Masters, TPC,
U.S.
Open, Russ?
I'm a jet setter. We'll have to see. Torrey Pines.
Might be not in the budget.
I am embarrassed, Pat, to admit that I have never been west of Texas.
Ouch. So, you need to get out to California.
I know.
It's beautiful.
No self-respecting golfer can really say that they're worth their weight in divot tools without having been to the West Coast, especially California.
Yes, I agree. You need to get out to Monterey Peninsula while it's still somewhat, just below the price of gas to play, Pebble or something like that. But, Torrey Pines is beautiful. Really, California, that's why so many people live out there despite all the earthquakes, because it is. The weather's just spectacular almost year-round.
Have to give Clint Eastwood a call, see if he can get me on his track, Pebble Beach National
maybe
Links.
Maybe a little discount or something.
I need
there.
A discount. I'm definitely in need of that. 888-760-3776, the phone number to jump in on the Golf Talk this morning. We will be very happy to take your phone calls. Also, email the show, golfexchange@thehondaclassic.com. And, of course, you can listen via live streaming audio at the official tournament website of the Honda Classic, thehondaclassic.com. And we have got a great show in store for you today at 8:30 this morning, just about 25 minutes from now. Golf, business, and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. Of course, I am not a lawyer, just a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. The sports professor, Rick Harrell, will be joining us. And Pat, we're going to talk about the endorsement and marketing potential of two of last week's winners. Lorena Ochoa on the LPGA Tour, who, of course, has won 4 straight events. She's not in the field this week, so the girls have a chance to win an event because she's not teeing it up. And Boo Weekly, who for the second straight year, and we nailed it last week, Pat, both of us picking Boo Weekly to win at Harbortown in the Verizon Heritage. He wins again, horses for courses. So Boo, much like J.B. Holmes did just a couple of months ago, his first 2 wins on the PGA Tour at the same event. And I think that's a trend we'll start seeing more and more now, because courses are becoming so different that, certain courses fit certain games. Lorena Ochoa and Boo Weekly, the marketing and endorsement potential of both those players, and you might be surprised, because they might not be as positive as you might think, because Lorena Ochoa, not the biggest personality in the world, and Boo Weekly, possibly a little too redneck for some people.
Interesting. I didn't think of it that way, Russ, because I sort of envisioned Ochoa as extremely popular in Mexico, where she's from, Spanish-speaking contingent here in the United States, I would figure would be very pro-Lorena. But you're right. She's not like a very outgoing personality. I mean, Annika Sorenstam isn't either, and I don't know what her earnings potential is. We can ask Rick about that too. But I would think she would be pretty popular. But you're right. She's not. She's just not a big outgoing type of a person. Boo, on the other hand, like you said, might be too outgoing. There's like the John Daly effect with him almost. He's like the everyman. Everybody kind of relates to him. And you'd figure that would be popular, but at the same time, you're right. He does come across as really redneck. Again, should appeal to a certain segment of the society, specifically here in the South.
Right.
But maybe corporate New York or whatever, maybe they don't like that. I don't know.
Pat, you mentioned Annika Sorenstam. She, of course, doesn't have much personality herself. We've gotten to know her and know what she's about personality-wise, not necessarily a bubbling and colorful personality, but at least we know the person that is Annika because we've gotten to know her over the last 10, 12 years. She played against the men, and that raised her exposure level, her Q rating to the nth degree. Perhaps Lorena Ochoa, in the same route that Annika took, possibly teeing up with the men. I mean, that will definitely help her Q rating level. So we'll talk to Rick about that at 8:30 this morning, just about 25 minutes from now. 9:05 this morning, it's our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Rope segment, as you do each and every week, taking a look at a handful of hot topics in the world of golf. This week, we'll talk about the growing list of malcontents on the PGA Tour, which includes this week's sponsor, EDS. Tad Fujikawa, the youngster, the 17-year-old rookie on the PGA Tour this year. He last week made his first pro cut, and he also notched his first pro win. So we got everything done at once last week. It wasn't on the PGA Tour, but we'll talk about Tad as well. And Pat, a club that both you and I have in our golf bags. I have more than one. The growing trend in golf, in the golf world, of hybrids, both hybrid woods and hybrid irons. And we'll talk about golf merchandise, kind of a golf merchandise aspect, which I'm excited to talk about because we don't hit on that every single week here on Golf Exchange, but this week we will. Hybrids in the world of golf, not only for the amateur player, Pat, but also for the pros. The PGA Tour, the Champions Tour, LPGA Tour, and Nationwide Tour. I've got stats from all four tours in the golf world and how many hybrids were in use just a couple of weeks back.
Yeah, no, it's, I have a hybrid. I keep going back and forth. I keep exchanging my 3-iron for the hybrid. It's a love-hate relationship, Russ, but I know you've gone. You don't even have a 4-iron right now,
that's
right?
That's right. The highest iron in my bag, or I guess the lowest iron, whatever you
put it. I never
understood
that either.
The 5-iron is the lowest number iron in my bag because I have a hybrid 2, 3, and 4. I have the Cleveland Highbore series, which you as
that's
well
I
have.
Yeah.
Same hybrid for you. I have the Cleveland Highbore hybrid 2, 3, and 4, and 5-iron is the highest iron I have in the bag. And there's some LPGA Tour players that start their iron sets at 6 and 7.
Right. I mean, it's more than a trend. It's really something that's taking over the golf world. And I'm not trying to be, old school with this thing. I'm just having trouble getting consistency with that hybrid. Basically, it's a 3-iron. With that hybrid 3-iron that I have, I'm having trouble getting consistency. Until I get that, I'm going to keep switching back and forth. But at some point, I'm going to go to them.
For me, they're much easier to hit. For
right.
me, a 2-hybrid, a 3-hybrid is much easier to hit, especially off a bare lie, not off a tee, in the fairway, than a 2-iron or a 3-iron. Also, later on today, our ADT Championship Spotlight segment, something that we are introducing today on the Golf Exchange, and we will go all the way through the year until November when the ADT Championship makes its way to Trump International in mid-November there. It's, of course, the marquee event on the LPGA's tour season. And joining us today, as he did last week, tournament director for the ADT Championship, Duffy House. And we'll be talking about a number of things, including today's final round of the Stanford International Pro-Am, because the victor this afternoon in Aventura will get that automatic qualifier spot for the ADT Championship. Also along the way, a chance to win a $25 Chili's Grill and Bar gift certificate during our Chili's Golf Trivia. And we will end the show, as we do each and every week, with our Palm Beach Kennel Club Fearless Predictions for who we think will win today's tournaments on both the LPGA Tour and the PGA Tour. And we'll get to those leaderboards right now.